Suzanne, talk about the Fulcrum Fund. What is it? Why did you want to pursue it? And what do you hope this means for Albuquerque?
Well, the Fulcrum Fund is a new granting program for artists, and it's something that the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts in New York came to us to create. So it's quite an honor. We didn't actually apply for this ongoing grant. They came to us because they saw that in Albuquerque and New Mexico, there's a lot of collaborative and experimental artistic activity going on in our communities here. So they selected us as part of their national regional re-granting program to help get money out around the country into the hands of artists doing experimental and collaborative projects.
So they approached you. You guys didn't even go apply for the grant.
Yeah, I know. It's incredible. This doesn't happen.
Like free money out of the sky.
Yes, it's wonderful. Well, they are one of our funders, and they've come and done a couple of site visits with us, so they are watching what we're doing. It wasn't completely out of the blue, but it's not something we applied for. It's something that they select the organizations and the parts of the country they want to work with, and they chose us.
So you're basically the granting organization for their money.
Yes. So it gives us a different hat to wear. Normally, we're the ones applying for grants, so it's wonderful for us to have the opportunity to give grants for artists. What's amazing about the Warhol Foundation is that they're really trying to seed grassroots arts activity in communities, and I think that's just incredibly radical and wonderful of them because that's not really happening much around the country, and they're really sort of leading a whole movement of like-minded organizations and artists and efforts around artists organizing together and working together. It's not for artists working alone in their studios. It's for artists doing things together.
That's interesting. And does it have to be public art?
Not per se, but they've made up this term called public facing. And so it has to have something that the public can be involved in. So some kind of public activity, whether it's a festival or an interactive art project, or Teresa can give some more examples.
Yeah. Teresa, what are some of the other cities around the country that have participated in this?
So other cities are Baltimore, Chicago, Houston, Kansas City, Portland, Oregon, Portland, Maine, and San Francisco, and now Albuquerque. So in each of these places, re-granting organizations have been given the opportunity to name their fund. So each of them has a different name, but we're all re-granting organizations.
So you named it the Fulcrum Fund.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems symbolic about what you're trying to do with this. And talk in terms of what a fulcrum can do, right? It can leverage.
Yeah. So part of what we try and do at 516 in our own programs is to help artists achieve their goals by having their art seen and experienced by people. So this gives us another opportunity to do this in a different way. And the Fulcrum Fund will help artists by giving them the funds that they need to achieve those projects and achieve that goal.
Yeah. If you look up like the word fulcrum, it means a support that allows for action, and we really liked that metaphor. It was Teresa's idea. It's brilliant.
I have moments.
So what are some of the projects that people around the country have done tapping into these re-granting, this re-granting program?
In Houston, Texas, their fund is called the Idea Fund. And in 2013, Stephanie Sanchez was awarded a grant for her Senorita Cinema. And it was the very first all-Latina film festival in Texas. She was making films and submitting them to film festivals. And while people liked them, it wasn't getting where she wanted. And it wasn't getting the kind of recognition she felt Latinas in cinema really needed. So the goal of this was to turn the screen over to the rising wave of Latina women sharing their stories and visions by making movie and video arts. And it was to kind of battle what happens frequently in Hollywood, which is where the roles of Latina women are written by non-Latinas, so they become very stereotypical. So this was to kind of break those things. And what's really nice is now 2 years later, or 3 years later, their festival has expanded, and now they're going to be traveling their festival. So it's not just limited to Houston anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the great things about this is that it's like seed money. Yeah, it can be for a one-time project, but it can also be for something that you want to grow.
Mm-hmm. Wow, very cool. Yeah. Any other examples?
Yeah. So in Chicago, the Propeller Fund in 2014 awarded Inside and Within. It's a constantly updating web archive devoted to physically exploring and digitally exposing the creative processes of Chicago's emerging and established artists. So the two curators carefully select artists and
they basically highlight what they're doing online.
Yeah,
local
artists that are both emerging and established, regardless of their gallery representation or how much exposure they've had. They select them, and then on the website they post interviews with the artists, pictures, and then links to the artist's website, just so people can be aware of what's going on in the local community.
You've gotten applications so far, yes?
We've gotten a few, yes.
Okay. All right.
But the deadline is June 15th.
Okay.
And as we know, people wait until the deadline normally.
I never do that.
We have gotten lots of questions, though.
Okay.
So a lot of people who have reacted very strongly with interest. So we're anticipating a pretty good turnout for applications.
Yeah. And we had two information sessions, one in Albuquerque and one in Santa Fe. And we had big crowds for those as well. Lots of people interested in applying.
Who is making the decision on who gets the funds?
Well, we're working with guest jurors that we're bringing from around the country. And the jurors are Romy Crawford, who is an associate professor in visual and critical studies and liberal arts at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago, and Al Miner, who's assistant curator of contemporary art at the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston, and also Joey Reyes, who's curator of engagement and dialogue at MACLA in San Jose, California.
What made you decide to choose jurors from outside New Mexico? Those are people at very prestigious institutions, I will say.
Yeah. Well, we wanted the jurors to feel free to make the decisions about the art without the conflict of interest of knowing people. And locally, the arts community, we know each other in the arts community. And, you know, we don't want to personally make those decisions either. Plus, it's great for artists locally to be seen by national figures in the art world. So this is a chance, whether they receive the grants or not, they get seen. So it's very worth applying.
So how much money are we talking about?
This year, we're able to grant $50,000 to artists. The grants are $2,000 to $5,000, and we hope to grow that fund over time. But the Warhol Foundation is granting $100,000 a year indefinitely to 516 Arts to administer and carry out the program. So we have some startup expenses and administrative costs, but we're looking for matching funds as well. And a minimum of $50,000 a year indefinitely will be, you know, going into this community, into the hands of artists. So I think it's really exciting and could really be a game changer for our arts community. Every year we'll be bringing in jurors from around the country and doing info sessions and facilitating this process for as long as Warhol wants to do it.
So it sounds like from what you said, Teresa, I mean, there's a wide variety of projects around the country that have gotten this kind of money. I mean, we had visual artists, but you also had someone doing a film festival.
Yeah, and also this web-based project that they were doing in Chicago. So the opportunity is pretty wide. It's not limited to people who are just doing work that's going to appear in a gallery. Actually, they encourage it to be a little more creative, thinking outside the box, thinking outside the gallery setting.
Yeah, I mean, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts definitely prioritizes the visual, but it's not exclusive, and they really understand that right now artists are working in so many interdisciplinary ways. So having a strong visual component is important, but it's, yeah, film festivals, music series, all kinds of interdisciplinary things are really welcome as well.
And so how can people find out more?
On our website, 516arts.org/fulcrumfund, has all of our FAQs, the introduction to what the Fulcrum Fund is and Andy Warhol Foundation and the regranting programs. There's also the link to the application on there, as well as if you were unable to attend any of the info sessions, there's the slide presentation on there, everything you need to apply and answer some questions around there, as well as our contact information in case there's something that you need to specifically discuss with us.
Is there a specific number of projects that will be selected, or does it sort of depend on how much each is funded?
It depends how much each needs. You know, it could be if everybody needs $5,000 and the jurors award that, it'll be 10 artists. So we'll see what people apply for. But then each year we'll publish something both online and in print that'll be like a magazine catalog about the artist projects and also some essays and writings from local writers about the context of this particular place and time, so that these won't exist kind of in a bubble, but we'll be really using this to look at where Albuquerque stands nationally in the art world and globally as well.
Very good. Teresa Buscemi and Suzanne Sparch, thanks for coming on Women's Focus, talking about the Fulcrum Fund, 516arts.org/fulcrumfund. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.